Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham, USA Today, listening to Talking Tech. This is directed towards anybody who just got themselves a new smart speaker under a holiday tree. You're probably going to begin by barking commands out loud. People may be wondering what's going on. Well, you know what you're doing? You're engaging in the next step of computing voice dial, using Google or Amazon speakers to ask for a specific music selection or playlist, the weather, latest news or podcasts, the answer to a math problem, or how to spell a word. How to get started? You've come to the right place. Begin with setup. Gosh, this is simple. Plug the speakers into the wall for power and download either the Amazon Alexa smartphone app or the Google Home app. From there, input your Wi-Fi credentials. You'll need to sign in with your Google or Amazon account for access to Google services like Calendar and YouTube and Amazon Shopping. Next, choose your music. Google works with Google Play Music, YouTube Music, Spotify, and Pandora. Choose the one or ones of your choice to associate with the speaker. This way you can say, "Hey Google, play Thank You Next by Ariana Grande on Spotify or YouTube Music." Now, Amazon and Google are in the midst of a corporate spat, so don't look for YouTube or Google Play Music with Alexa. The music selections there include Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and TuneIn. Next, pick your news. The commands are play my flash briefing or play the latest news, and you will get updated with the latest headlines or podcasts. Pretty much, you've got your choice of all the big media brands, whether that be USA Today, CBS, CNET, BBC, and others. Check out the many listings in the app. Skills. Now, there will be many things you'll want to do with Alexa, but first you'll have to download the skill and enable it via the Alexa app. Thus, if you wanted to listen to Apple Music on your Echo speaker, play Jeopardy, or connect your August home lock to Alexa, first you'll have to download the skill. Amazon has over 50,000 of them from within the Alexa app, and then you will enable it. You'll also want to note that the commands associated with the skill, like play Jeopardy, play music by Bruno Mars on Apple Music, or unlock the front door, are the words you need to remember to get it to work correctly. With Google, you will make these choices from within the Home app under Assistant for languages, how your assistant's voice will sound, like male, female, British, Australian, or domestic accents, and routines that dictate for a home to tell you about the weather and commute when you say good morning, or turn out the lights after you've connected your smart home, of course, when you say, "I'm leaving." You have questions about working with the Amazon Echo and the Google Home speakers? I'm here to help. Reach out to me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks for listening.